Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
There's now just a month to go until primary election day in Massachusetts, when several seats in Congress are contested and up for grabs. They include two high-profile challenges within the Democratic Party, as Congressman Joe Kennedy challenges incumbent U.S. Senator Ed Markey, and Holyoke Mayor Alex Morse challenges longtime Congressman Richard Neal. Here with us this morning to discuss the state of these races, our WBUR political analyst, Democrat Michael Curry, former president of the Boston NAACP. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning.
And former Republican Governor Jane Swift. Good morning, Governor.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks very much for joining us this morning. Let's start this way with the Senate race. Kennedy challenging Markey. At the outset, Kennedy was leading in most of the polls, but the race now seems pretty tight. Why do you think that is, and where does this race stand from your point of view? Michael Curry, you start.
Yeah, I think it was always meant to be a very close race. I know that there was some excitement around Kennedy entering this race and challenging Markey. I know that there's a younger demographic that's drawn to Kennedy. But I have seen, you know, Markey hit the ground. I've seen him travel the state and really work this election, maybe like no other. And his ad campaign is pretty effective. So I think, you know, the race has closened, narrowed, I should say. And I think there's no guarantee to who will take this win.
Jane Swift.
So I think it's fascinating. First of all, I know there was a Globe article recently that decried having to choose between the two. I think this is fantastic. This is how democracy is supposed to work. People are supposed to have to work for the honor of representing us in the United States Senate. So for all of us who aren't used to seeing these contested races, welcome to democracy. But I think it's very, very hard because of the nature of voting to predict what will happen. And I think polling and pollsters in particular have to be living in great trepidation, because I'm not sure there's a model out there that can predict what turnout will look like.
What does each of them have to do in the next couple of weeks to try and pull through in this? Jane, you start in this question.
Well, I think that breaking through with all of the COVID chaos, as we call it in my workplace, is going to be really important. With a September 1st election, I think it is going to require that someone produce a message that not only can break through, but also that will motivate their voters to the polls.
And Michael Curry, quick on this answer.
Yeah, I think the governor's spot on. I think, you know, we're talking about returning to schools. We're still talking about, you know, our process of reopening. I think both candidates, as we get closer to mid-August, September, are going to have to really focus in on their COVID-19 message and what they'll take back to Washington to make sure that we have what we need going into the fall, both with reopening, with schools opening, and with the fact that people are still dying of this disease and the health disparities that are playing out. So I've heard both of them speak to it, but that will need to be turned up over the next few weeks.
All right, Richie Neal's seat out in Western Mass, although his district also runs into parts of Central Mass as well. 31-year-old Holyoke Mayor Alex Morse challenging Neal, who's one of the most powerful members of Congress. He's challenging him from the left for his corporate ties and for not supporting policies like the Green New Deal or Medicare for All. Is Neal in trouble, Michael Curry?
Yeah, I think we've seen it across the country where Democrats, older Democrats, particularly in these high ranking positions, are challenged. And there's a conventional wisdom that, of course, they'll return because they're in key leadership positions like he is with Ways and Means and the dean of our delegation. And then there have been upsets across the country because there are far left folks that are supporting those candidates. So I think that he's a challenge. I think he's uniquely in a position, though, with the work that he's doing on Ways and Means to have a message. But he's being challenged by someone who is a mayor, who has a left progressive message. And I think he'll have to respond to that. If folks in Western Mass thought that people weren't paying attention to them, the nation's paying attention now.
So is he in trouble, Neil?
Well, I think he is in trouble, although I have the benefit of not just living in this district, but of having several Democrat college students having moved back into my house. I think for more reasons than just research for this show, Bob. But I'm getting all of the mailing and the gloves are off. I know that Congressman Neal is taking this race very, very seriously. There's a mailer on my dining room table about the mayor's absenteeism from meetings of the school committee. There has been a fairly hard-hitting ad about police issues in Holyoke and the mayor's handling of them. So Congressman Neal is taking this seriously. But I will say, just as I saw in the Scott Brown upset many years ago, that Alex Morris is seeming to use the digital tools available because we're getting text messages to these Democrat college students in my house that are tailored to that message.
All right, I need to interrupt because we need to wrap this up, but I want to ask one more question, and I just want to name Vice presidential pick for Joe Biden, who's going to name his pick any day now. Is it Elizabeth Warren or someone else? Give me a name, Jane Swift.
I think he goes with Harris.
And Michael Curry.
I'm gonna not give you a name, Bob, but I'm going to say I hope that it's a black woman.
Democrat Michael Curry, former president of the Boston NAACP, former Republican Governor Jane Swift, thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you.
Thank you.